Rosemary, happy birthday.
Yes, it is my birthday, isn't it? Thank you so much.
Did you get my Norcross birthday card?
Yes, I got yours and lots of others, and I love them all.
Everybody loves them. Now, seeing as it's your birthday, I think I'll just sing a song for you.
Well, now, that does come as a surprise.
I thought it would be something of a novelty. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now use short letter words, writing prose. Seems anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today. Black's white today, and day's night today. When most guys today that women prize today, just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. 'Cause anything goes. To have around, Ken. You always have such wonderful compliments on the tip of your tongue.
Isn't that the truth? Bing, you don't whistle when you sing like you used to, do you?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, but I guess I don't. I suppose I'm going straight. Something's happened here. I don't whistle much anymore because I pay attention to the words. Whistling, you know, that's a great caper when you lose the lyrics or even when you're searching around for the melody. Then you whistle.
Oh, that's the gag,
sure,
huh?
If you blow the melody, whistle your way back with the band and the tune, and you're
how
on the beam.
How revealing.
I won't mention any names, but some singers have resorted to whistling when they couldn't reach the high notes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
I know that you'll pardon the intrusion, Bing, but do you yourself happen to be one of those unnamed singers?
Huh? Oh, no, not me. I never knock myself, even in a veil. I suppose I have done it, though, but most of my whistling was just to color things up, develop a style, you know, light and shade.
It may be too late to tell you, but singing and whistling don't go together.
They go together with me.
Oh, sure, but you're the type that can get by with anything.
How I wish that were true.
You see, I have it from a top authority that singing and whistling don't go together.
There is such an authority?
Yes, a Canadian girl named Mignon Maynard.
Mignon Maynard.
She's Canada's only concert whistler.
A concert whistler? Well, think of that.
She's a mezzo whistler.
Mezzo, yes.
Yes, with a 2-octave range.
Pretty rangy.
When Miss Maynard started out, she thought she'd be a singer, but she gave it up because singing and whistling don't go together.
So she gave up to singing?
Sure, that's what she says.
And you've been getting away with murder, Bing.
Well, it appears like it.
So just watch it from now on.
Well, now, I'm not going to argue with a girl who's tops in the field, but I suppose being a concert whistler, she looks down on the sort of casual ad-libby whistling that I feature. She considers me a real hacker, I suppose.
I suppose Miss Maynard is a pucker-type whistler.
Well, I do pucker. And loose lips, too.
No, don't get hammy, Bing.
I do. I go either way. I'll give you the whole route.
Miss Maynard is a whistler who trills easily, but she finds the yodel a little difficult, she says.
There's a yodel in whistling?
Why, sure there's a yodel.
How do you know?
Rosie just said so.
Well, anyway, I've got to brush up on whistling, I guess.
It's very simple. Just get a book called Whistling as an Art.
There's such a book.
Well, certainly there's such a book.
I know. Rosie just said so. I was standing here. You know, I may just curl up with that book tonight and come back here and show everyone that I'm a real pro. I may take up concert whistling, as a matter of fact. It's great. You don't have to worry about words. You can concentrate on arrangements and style and spectacular effects. Wait till I perfect the yodel. Wow.
I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up.
Not at all, no. I'm looking for a new racket. This might be just it, Rosie. Really, I can't thank you enough for inserting the topic into the conversation.
Will you whistle something for us now?
No, I wouldn't. No, not about to. Not till I get the book. Why don't you move in here, Rosie?
Thank you. I think I will.
You gotta win some, lose some, maybe have the blues some, cry some or jump with glee. That's how it is with lovers. That's how it is with me. You gotta give some, take some, pretty up the cake some, stop some and start anew. That's how it is with lovers. That's how it is with you. Don't look at me, my darling. I didn't make the rules. All of those who claim love is just a game are comedians or fools. You gotta help it, nurse it, better off or worse it. Plus what I said above. It's worth it all to be in love. That's how it is with lovers. That's how it is with me. To be in love.
Every sunrise brings a birthday to someone, and birthdays shine still brighter when someone says happy birthday with a Norcross greeting card. And what a selection! You'll find a Norcross birthday greeting card that's just perfect for the particular person you have in mind. Nothing goes so well with the cake and the candles as a Norcross Happy Birthday greeting card. Pick the nicest cards on the rack. Pick the cards with the N on the back.
Rosie, you been thinking, or have you got any particular ideas about what we ought to sing now?
Yes, I thought we could do Will You Still Be Mine.
Will you still... Well, we haven't done that in some time, have we?
No, it always goes pretty smooth, too. I see Buddy Cole's got it here on the rack.
Oh, yes. He's very busy in this arrangement, too, if I recall. Needs about four hands.
Yeah.
Well, if he's ready and got it on the rack, I guess there's nothing to prevent us from just going smack dab, taking a whiz at it, a swing at it. Here's Will You Still Be Mine, written by Tom Adair and Matt Dennis.
When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine?
When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms.
When sirens just mean false alarms.
When lovers heed no call to arms. Will you still be mine?
When Clooney starts to chauffeur, the way to play Monsieur Beaucaire. He'll rave and rant and tear his hair.
For fair.
Will you still be mine?
When Catherine starts in teaching Bing the way he ought to sing and swing, that day he may take back the ring.
You're my kids.
Will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson River start romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy.
When glamour girls have lost their charms.
When sirens just mean false alarms.
When lovers heed no call to arms. Will you still be mine?
Ozzy, I've been thinking. I've been thinking about that book on whistling. Whistling as an art.
It's still bugging you, huh?
Well, it's aroused a great revival. A great interest in whistling in me.
Relax, you'll feel better.
Matter of fact, it gave me a terrific idea for an album.
A whistling album?
Naturally. I have an idea to do a whistling tea kettle and me.
No.
Yes. Good arrangements. Probably get Buddy Bregman to whip up some things.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, sure,
Of course, the tea kettle will have to handle the obligato, more or less. I'll be featured with the yodeling, trills, runs, bird calls. Oh, I'll give it the works.
Well, I don't know how many records it will sell, but it should be great for the tea kettle business.
Oh, I can go either way. Tea kettles or albums. And now, Rosie, it's about time for a song, isn't it? Who's going to do it, you or me?
You do it. I want to mull over this new album of yours, see if it has merit after all.
What are you talking about? Loaded with merit. Don't you worry about that.
I won't worry then.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. While you're smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
Mr. Buddy Cole commands our attention now. What's the word, Buddy?
Well, Rosie, I thought we'd do one of the songs from our Sleepy Time Gal album. Lover Come Back to Me, to be exact.
That features you on the piano, doesn't it?
On it, under it, and all over it.
I see. Some monkey shines, huh?
Crazy.
on you for a song, Rosie?
You certainly may, Ken. I have a lovely torch song all ready to go.
And the name of it?
It's called I Wonder.
I wonder where you are through all my empty days, and in my sleepless nights a thousand longing ways, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering. The teardrop on your cheek, the tremble of your hand, your reason for goodbye I'll never understand, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering. What were the words left unspoken? Oh, how I wish that I knew. What were the promises broken that meant so much to you? I wonder if we met, wonder what we'd do. Would we be merely friends, or start our love anew? And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering, wondering if you are.
That's all for today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.